So I'm here with Arne Sauka, who has been working on the latest FISIL report about foreign investors' attitudes here in Latvia. I wonder if you could just summarize for us exactly what you found.
So we basically asked for main concerns and also for the good things. And when it comes to the concerns, they are kind of big list, actually. But if we summarize the main three concerns, then we are talking about the quality of legislation. Foreign investors are not satisfied with the tax regime, and we are not talking about the level of taxes, we are more talking about the consistency of tax policy. And also the size of the labor taxes is a big issue for investors. Then investors are not satisfied with the educational system on all levels, starting from secondary education, vocational training, but also the university level. And in general, investors would like to see more innovation-driven value-added education in Latvia on all levels. And then the most important concern is demography and the access to the labor. And this is a very big concern, and almost every, if not every, investor who we interviewed admits that this is a huge problem in Latvia. So in general, investors call for immigration, smart immigration policy, preferably also re-immigration policy. In Latvia, and they basically say that if this is not solved in the country in the short term, then there are two solutions. One solution is to leave the country, because if you don't have a labor, then you can't really work here. Another is that they will simply have to import the labor from elsewhere at any cost, regardless of the framework that exists. There is something that is worth mentioning here, is that even though the access to labor is a problem, foreign investors in Latvia highly appreciate the quality of existing labor, regardless of the indicators, international studies, indexes that exist that actually show that labor force in Latvia is sort of low productive. Investors in Latvia believe, most of them believe, that the productivity of employees in Latvia is not lower than in Scandinavia or Germany, for instance.
So basically, Latvia has a sort of reputational gain there, in that everyone thinks the workers are better than they are? Or
well, I think that investors would like to have this quality of labor more, still at the same, comparably low cost, because this is, of course, important for them. Well, we know that the situation is a bit different because of immigration and other things. Smart people leave a country, they have left and they are already leaving because also of the salaries and other issues.
And is there any evidence that the regional uncertainty that we have with Russia and trade wars and so on at the moment, that has impacted their thinking?
That has impacted the decision to invest more or less in Latvia. So basically, apart from these three issues that I mentioned, foreign investors also talk about uncertainty in Latvia, and one uncertainty is brought by Ukrainian crisis. But this is something that they say that, we have to live with this issue. It looked from the survey that nobody kind of is afraid that there will be tanks coming in, but yet economically situation is not that stable, and for that reason at least some of the investors has postponed decisions to expand the investments.